Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are special and will reach out and grab some listeners. So my goal is that some of these songs will grab you, and all of them get to me. And I also occasionally put in an odd thing, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats, and that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat planned for today's show. The first song tonight is by John Hartford, who is my favorite fiddler. The fiddle, or the violin, as it's known more formally, is such an expressive instrument, and this is a good example of that. How else could you make something sound as happy as this sounds to me? This is called the Sikesh, or Shiloh, on the fiddle, played by John Hartford.
Sack on my back, my rifle on my shoulder. I'm going away to Shiloh, and there I'll be a soldier.
That was the Sikesh by John Hartford. The next song is the Thanksgiving Song by the Petersons. I've been playing a lot of the Petersons recently. They're a family. There are three sisters. The mother plays bass, and they have a fifth member who plays the dobro guitar. The youngest sister, who was only in ninth grade when they'd recorded a lot of their music, is their lead singer, and they are wise to put her in. She's really got talent. This sounds great. So this is the Thanksgiving Song by the Petersons.
Familiar highways, lined with leaves turned brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see that life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Watching football, watching families grow, the old kids' table, all have kids of their own. Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and I almost cried. So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. The kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see that life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Let the leftover year just wash away. Cause we made it through, I do believe, the longest year in history. Thank God it's Thanksgiving Day. So fill your plate and fill your drink, fill this house with family. The kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. Oh, thank God that it's Thanksgiving.
That was the Thanksgiving song by the Petersons. The next song is The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Ceird na Gael. It's Irish, it's completely a cappella, one single female voice, and tells a story. It's the time of revolution, and the voice is that of a woman, but she's expressing her thoughts of a young man who faces a difficult decision, and life moves on and makes the decision. Listen closely, you can tell the story.
I sat me in the valley green, I sat me with my true love. My sad heart strove the two between, the old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that made me think on Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas hard the woeful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us. 'Twas harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen I'll seek it morning early, and join the bold united men, while soft wind shakes the barley. While sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging. The foeman shot burst on our ears, from out the wildwood ringing. The bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft wind shakes the barley. Now blood for blood without remorse, I have taken to Oolard Hollow. I've laid my true love's clay-cold corpse where I full soon will follow. Around her grave I wander drear, noon, night, and morning early, with breaking heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley.
Just heard The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Caird na Gael. Here comes another Irish song. This is The Star of the County Down, sung by Van Morrison. And a young man sees a young lady go by and thinks, ah, she's cute, and asks about her and finds out she is famous. She's the star of the county down. And here's the story.
Town in the county down one morning last July. From a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself for to see I was really there. From Battery Bay up to Derrick Kay, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched my head and I looked with a feeling rare. And I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says, says he, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Can from the banks of the Bant, she's the star of the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derrick Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I seen like a fair Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I dress in my Sunday clothes. But my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile from a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow is rust colored brown. Till the smiling bride by my own fireside twists the star of the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derrick Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I sing like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derrick Kay, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I sing like a brown Colleen that I met in the county down. From Battery Bay up to Derrick Kay, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I sing like a brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
The Star of the County Down by Van Morrison. Next comes Boot, Scoot, and Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. I was sort of familiar with this song before I took the line dancing class, but once I took the line dancing class, I was very familiar with this song. It's just a great song to dance to. Boot, Scoot, and Boogie by Brooks and Dunn.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot, scoot, boogie.
job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Struck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, you told Dosino, come on baby, let's go boot scoot. Oh, Cadillac Blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, boot scoot. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, heel toe, no see do. Come on, baby, let's go.
Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. Next up is a fairly well-known country music song, and if it had its own genre, it would be the genre of creative rebukes. It's called May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose, and it's sung by Little Jimmy Dickens.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be black with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." My laundry man is really on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be plagued with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." I was way behind one day to catch a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his
That was Little Jimmy Dickens with May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose. The next song is Katie Says by Christine Lavin. It's hard to invoke the presence of a child in a song, but this one does it perfectly. Katie is 3, and this is what Christine has to tell us about her.
Katie says, today is the best day of my whole entire life. Katie is 3 years old. We've been dancing in the living room to her new Tom Paxton record. Katie's got a lot of rhythm when she wiggles for a little kid. She's got soul. That night when her mom and dad come home, I tell them what she said to me. I figure they'll think I'm some kind of babysitting genius to make this little girl so darn happy. But they smile and they say, don't take this the wrong way, but Katie said the same thing yesterday. Lately she's been saying that every day. I think back to what I know is the best day of my life. It was winter time 10 years ago. We were staying in a farmhouse in the middle of Vermont. The hills were covered with Christmas trees and freshly fallen snow. Instantly I picture the vivid details of that day, when you told me that you loved me more than you could ever say. The air was a bracing cold, the sky a startled blue. Never before or since have I felt that close to you. What does that say about you and me in the past 10 years? I've learned to live with your silence. You've learned to overlook my tears. Now this dancing 3-year-old in her simple, perfect way has me questioning the basis for the life we live today. Katie's probably sleeping now. I wonder if she dreams about flying with the angels, dancing with moonbeams. You are here beside me. You are snoring right out loud. I long to kiss you on the forehead and smooth your worried brow. Though we have not given up, it's been ages since we've tried to reveal the aching passion that for years we've pushed aside. I whisper that I love you because I know you cannot hear. I turn off the light and in the dark you gently pull me near. Says today is the best day of my whole entire life.
That was Katie Says by Christine Lavin. The next song is I Never Will Marry. I remember hearing this a version of this song the first time when I was in college and wondering, I wonder if I will ever marry. And as it turns out, I have. More than once, actually. But this particular version is sung by Johnny Cash and Linda Ronstadt. So kind of a combination of very famous people for a concert.
One morning as I ramble down by the seashore, the wind it did whistle and the waters did roar. I heard a fair maiden give a pitiful cry, and it sounded so lonely as it swept off on high.
I never will marry, I'll be no man's wife. I intend to stay single for the rest of my life.
The shells in the ocean flowed by my deathbed, and the rushing deep water swam over my head.
They say that love is a gentle thing, but it's only brought me pain. For the only man I ever loved has gone on the morning train.
She cast her fair body in the water so deep, and she closed her pretty blue eyes forever to sleep.
I never will marry, I'll be no man's wife. I intend to stay single for the rest of my life.
The shells in the ocean flowed by my deathbed, and the rushing deep waters swim over my head.
That was Johnny Cash and Linda Ronstadt singing I Never Will Marry. Well, it's wombat time. In fact, it's kind of double wombat time. I've been interested in wombats for many years. It goes back to when my sons were very little, and I would tell them about wombats. And I actually went to Australia and saw wombats. They live underground in tunnels, mostly. And the zoo I went to had to set it up so you could look through a glass plate and see into them in their dark tunnel, just barely lit, and watch them doing things. And also, they were outside where you could throw peanuts at them and stuff. They're not very active. They're kind of lethargic. However, I love wombats, and that's where I get the name for this show, Wombats and Music. And this is a poem I wrote, a very short poem. It's called Ode to Wombats by Harry Baya. Beware the deadly wombat, child, for darkness is their realm. And life is dark and dank with wombats at the helm. And yet, within this ancient soul, there is some hidden whimsy when in sleep we share their dreams in nightgowns oh so flimsy. Into our lives their spirit breathes ancient memories genetic that soothe the troubled beast in us trapped in this world frenetic. I know not why they make me laugh, and oft delight me so. And yet, when I hear the wombat's call, it's there that I must go. Tickatummy. Was Ode to Wombats, written and performed by me. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, the radio station at Emory and Henry College. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com, so you can hear us anywhere in the world. And it's my chance to play for you songs I think are special, and occasionally put it in something odd, which I call a wombat. So we just had a wombat, which was about a wombat, so a double wombat. And we'll be moving on now to the next song, which is Farther Along by Blackberry Winter and Mary Death Cisco. It's a well-known gospel tune, which I've sung many times. I searched on the stores to find a good version of it. There are lots and lots of versions. This is the one I liked best from the many I heard.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never more. Though in the wrong, the farther along we know more about it, farther along we understand why. Cheer up, my sister, live in the sunshine, as we'll understand it all by and by. Sometimes I wonder, why must I suffer out in the rain, cold and the snow, when there are many living in comfort, giving no heed to all that I know. Father, often when death has taken our loved one, leaving our home so lonely and dreary, then do we wonder why others prosper, living so understand it all by and by. We'll understand.
that was Farther Along by Blackberry Winter and Meredith Sisko. The next song is Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis Presley. Now, that was recorded in 1956, kind of ancient history now. But at the time, I was in high school in Venezuela. And the only time we got to hear American music, aside from the 45 record RPM records we had, was once a week, there was a show called A Hit Parade in English, where they played the popular tunes. And so when Elvis came through with this song, Heartbreak Hotel, his first big hit, he'd been doing fairly well, but he hadn't had any really nationally famous hits until this thing came out. It just, it was so different and so new. And on this recording, he had Chet Atkins playing with him, one of the top guitarists in the world at that time, and Floyd Kramer on the piano, and the Jordanaires singing backup. This song made Elvis's career. It was the most popular song of the year, went to number one, stayed there for 7 weeks. This is Elvis Presley with Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, they could die. Tears keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never look back and think you're so, they think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely they could die.
You just heard Elvis Presley singing Heartbreak Hotel. The next song is another song by the Petersons. This is Fields of Gold. Usually Fields of Gold is a very quiet, gentle kind of ballad, but the Petersons have a different style, and watch what they do with it. I want to tell you about the Petersons. They're a family. There are three sisters and a brother, and the mother. They all perform together. The musicians are Katie on the fiddle, Ellen on the banjo, Matt on guitar, Julianne on mandolin, and their mother, Karen, is playing the bass. As they went along, they were joined by a fifth member, a non-family member, Emmett Franz on the dobro. Each of these performers is great on their instrument, and together they make magic. So listen closely, you can hear each of the instruments, especially the slide dobro. He plays it like a slide guitar. So when you hear the notes twanging up and down, that's Emmett Franz. And Julianne is the lead singer. So on this song, watch what you put those instruments together on a quiet ballad and work it around to use those instruments. Here's the way it comes out. This is Fields of Gold by the Petersons.
You remember me when the west wind blows among the fields of barley, and you forget the sun in its jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold.
Fields of Gold by the Petersons. The next song is Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden, and it's the voice of someone who's in love.
Stand with you on the mountain. I
That was Savage Garden singing Truly, Madly, Deeply. The next song is 7 Year Ache by Roseanne Cash. If you've ever had a broken heart, and everybody has, I think, when you're in the middle of it, you just wonder, how long is this going to last? And here's a case, the song, as the name gives you an idea, a 7 Year Ache. A 7 Year Ache by Roseanne Cash. And the next song is Chim Chim Cheree by the New Christy Minstrels.
Chim Chim Cheree, Chim Chim Cheree, Chim Chim Cheree, a chimney sweeps lucky as lucky can be. Chim Chim Cheree, Chim Chim Cheree, Chim Chim Cheree, good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you.
Strung, a chimney sweeps on the bottommost rung. Though I spend my time in the ashes and smoke, in this whole wide world there's no happier bloke.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree, a chimney sweeps lucky as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree, good luck will rub off when I shake hands.
There's many a time when I embark on a barrel makes pavement and stars is a chimney sweep world.
Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chirree. A chimney sweep's lucky as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, chirree. Good luck will roll off when I shake hands with you.
Gables and rooftops become Taj Mahals, and blimey, the chimneys are great Chinese walls.
The pillars of Hercules loom left and right, the Sphinx, the Acropolis, ooh, what a sight.
That was Chim Chim Cherie by the New Christy Minstrels. And next up is Rioting in Africa by the Kingston Trio. It seems to me that there are often a lot of people who think the world is in bad shape. And especially the older generation seem to think that. And it's been that way for a while. And I think I'm in the older generation now, and I do think the world is in pretty bad shape. But going back to the 60s, when things were supposed to be going pretty well, there were a lot of people then who thought the world was in bad shape, and among them was the people who wrote this song. This is called Rioting in Africa, and there are other things going on. And the Kingston Trio manages to tell you just how bad things are in this song. They're Rioting in Africa by the Kingston Trio.
They're rioting in Africa, they're starving in Spain, there's hurricanes in Florida, and Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch. And I don't like anybody very much. But we shall be thankful and tranquil and proud. For man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. And we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark on, and we will all be blown away. How nice. They're rioting in Africa, they're striving in Iran. What nature doesn't do to us will be done by our fellow man.
Rioting in Africa by the Kingston Trio. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs and occasionally put in something which I call a wombat, like tonight's poem, The Ode to Wombats. And I like to end the show the same way each week. It's the audience participation part where you get to join me. So I'm encouraging you to join me right now. Are you ready? I hope. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.